Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
Else.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in. Hour number two of the program here on Monday morning. Happy birthday to my sister, Carrie, although I know she's listening. But I'll still send her birthday wishes anyway. It's not like if you're related to me, you only get a birthday wish on the radio. But we can continue talking about the attempted assassination of Donald Trump on Saturday. Again, you know, we don't really know much more at this hour, but we will keep you updated with any information that we hear, as the authorities are now trying to find a motive as to why the shooter decided to make Donald Trump his target. We can talk about it. We can vent about it. I think we all, I know that we get into it back and forth, some of you out there and me from time to time, but I'd like to think that we're all, you know, sane, rational people. And any sane, rational person knows there's no place for this. That this is not how you bring about change. You bring about change by showing up at the ballot box. The battle box, as Joe Biden called it last night. But that's what you have to, that's how you make change. Not with a bullet. And I think, if anything, political assassinations have shown us over the years, they stop the person, but they don't stop the spirit of the person. So now we are getting, you know, calls from President Biden to bring things down a notch. President Trump saying the same thing. So maybe this will kind of calm things down. Maybe the idea of riling people up to the point where they show up to vote, whipping them into a frenzy to where they show up to vote, won't be necessary now. People will be motivated enough to show up to vote to show that it can be done peacefully and not doesn't need to be done through violence. So we can certainly discuss it more, but as I warned, you know, I cautioned, we're not going to get into, you know, things that are unproven at this point. We're not going to get into creating narratives based on what little information we have. You know, wonder and speculation is certainly part of this process, you know, trying to figure out answers when absent of actually having any. But there's a line that it just gets to be too far down. And so we'll just be respectful of that. Before we go too far deep into the conversation, I just do want to remind you of something that a lot of you have been waiting a few weeks for now, since we originally announced it a couple of weeks ago and then moved it back a week to accommodate some new tickets that we got that were for a show that was happening sooner. Last week, we kind of got surprised a little bit with those Chicago and Earth, Wind & Fire tickets, and that show was happening at the end of this month, so we had to get those tickets out as quick as possible. So we pushed back a week our big Green Day giveaway, but that's happening all this week. You can enter to win tickets to see Green Day, Smashing Pumpkins, Rancid, and the Linda Lindas, all at Fenway Park in Boston. It's going to be a big, big show, and it's happening on Wednesday, August 7th. You will be entered to win if you go and fill out all the information, and then we're going to pick winners all this week. So you could be going to see one of the hottest shows of the summer. By the way, Green Day is playing two albums in their entirety, Dookie and American Idiot. They're playing both of those start to finish, as well as some other hits. I've been looking at the Smashing Pumpkins set list. They've got a pretty diverse set list that's going on. I haven't checked Rancid or the Linda Lindas, but it's going to be quite a show. And we've got your chance to win tickets right now at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. They are part of Tim's Tickets, which we're giving away all summer long, thanks to Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven, the home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy. Visit them on Huddleston Avenue, because as I've been mentioning, not only do they sponsor our ticket giveaway, they also have some tickets of their own to give away to different shows. So they've been doing different raffles and contests. And of course, they've always got great things going on there, like different tasting events. This Saturday is their big tasting of the summer. Their grand tasting. I'm planning on trying to get over there. I'm supposed to go hiking with my son, but if the timing works out, you might see me over at Stevie's as well. So enter to win now at WBSM.com and the WBSM app. And we will let you know if you are a winner. Casey will send you an email. And these are digital tickets as well, so you won't have to come down here to pick them up. So I had mentioned, you know, that President Biden commented that he wants to lower the temperature. He wants to calm things down a little bit. He wants Americans to calm things down a little bit. DL in Dartmouth says, so now Biden wants to lower the temperature? Mr. Unity promised to unite the country in his inauguration speech in January 2020. He used the word unity dozens of times. It all sounded so good and hopeful. His actions since that day deliver the complete opposite of unity. Referring to Trump as Hitler, being an evil person and a threat to democracy, created more hatred and division. In my opinion, Biden and company's choice to escalate the hatred served as a platform for a delusional person to do what he did Saturday night. And that's, again, as you said, in your opinion. If Biden could have delivered what he promised in January 2020, the fireman, husband, father could still be here today. Shame on Joe Biden and his epic failure in being the leader this country needed. Well, there's a lot of assumptions in that statement that this wouldn't have happened otherwise, that this couldn't have been, you know, that person's own delusions. It could have been something that Donald Trump said that set him off. And this is what I'm warning about when it comes to trying to create a narrative. Until a motive is revealed and discovered, anybody's just speculating and making assumptions. And again, as I said before, you know, in 1981, nobody was saying, well, look at John Hinckley. You know, he was registered as this and voted as this and donated to this. No, it was a delusional person who was trying to impress a celebrity and actually trying to impress a fictional character played by the celebrity, really. Unfortunately, not all violence, political violence, is necessarily politically motivated. And when you hear people talking about, as some of the folks who apparently knew the shooter growing up, they talked about how he was a loner. He didn't have very many friends, sat by himself at lunch. They used to pick on him because he wore camouflage every day to school. You know, they just, they didn't seem to think that he was a socially adjusted person. And so when I hear something like that, I worry less about if somebody was politically motivated and more about, do they just have delusions of grandeur in their head? Are they just saying this will, you know, everybody will know who I am if I do this? And the fact that there hasn't been a clear-cut motive makes me think, and I didn't look at, you know, Crooks's Facebook page or anything, or try to look at any of that. Usually that's what people go right to. And usually that's where they end up coming back and saying, like, well, here's what we think that was, this was the motivation. Look at the kind of stuff he was posting on social media. Look at the message boards that he was frequenting. And we haven't heard any of that yet. And while it's still early, and we may still, you know, generally you start hearing about that pretty soon after an identity has been made. So the fact that we haven't heard makes me think, well, and not just from the authorities, but from the news outlets that are scanning his social media, from people that might have, you know, accepted a friend request from him and said, you know what, I did see something weird that he posted the other day. And we haven't seen any of that. So again, we may still, but usually it turns up by now, which makes you think it's not there. Doesn't mean that it wasn't a political motivation. It just means that they haven't seen an obvious sign of it yet. So there's more digging, I guess, that has to be done, more interviews that need to be conducted for them to start to put this together and have an idea. And then equally at the same time, there's also the investigation into how this was able to occur. Because my first thought was, you know, knowing they have the magnetometers, is that right? Am I pronouncing that right? The metal detectors. Knowing that they have those, knowing that they're screening people going into this, I thought it was somebody who probably had some sort of ghost gun, you know, some sort of 3D printed, made out of plastic ghost gun. But no, he had his a weapon that his father had purchased. And there are some bits of information about how he was acting beforehand. Apparently, he was hanging around those metal detectors before he walked away and then went and climbed the roof. And people apparently saw him climbing. They saw him standing over there with the weapon. And then when he got to, and that's the other problem, is why didn't any of those folks say anything sooner? Why was it until he climbed the roof and pointed the gun that people, did they think that he was a sniper? Like a Secret Service sniper? So these are the things that that investigation will hopefully give us answers to. Yes, I saw it. Well, why didn't you say anything? Well, because I thought this. But I want to say, you know, the right reaction here is to let it play out, to let the information be discovered rather than try to play armchair detective and put together a narrative. Because it's such an extreme situation. We don't want to sit and wait for answers. We don't want to wait around the weeks or months it could take to really get to the heart of what happened. And I don't think it'll take that long. I mean, they've been able to say so far that they're fairly confident that this is a, you know, a lone wolf situation. That there wasn't others involved in this. But that's still, you know, also under investigation as well. So it's hard because, you know, you come on the radio, certainly yesterday with Chris and Barry coming on the day after, when everything is still fluid, information is still fluid, the situation can change at any time, and people are looking for answers, and they're going to call in to you and look for you to be the one to give them answers, and you only know as much as they do. But it's still a place to vent and ask questions like, how did we let it get to this point? How did we let the rhetoric, and it's on all sides. But how did we let it get to the point where someone felt that this was a viable thing to do, that this was the right thing to do? And how do we pull back from that? It's really going to come down to the two guys who are running for president treating each other a lot more civilly. And I think if they can do that, and it seems like both want to try, you know, certainly I don't think Joe Biden thought that verbal attacks on Donald Trump would reach to this point. Because unfortunately, the thing about political violence is everyone says we have to be vigilant against it. And everybody thinks we have to be, you know, aware of the possibility of it. But nobody really thinks it's a possibility until it happens. But he's talking about, you know, bringing the temperature down. Donald Trump's talking about the same thing. So it's going to be up to them. And Biden said it in the press availability he had yesterday, I think it was. I don't think it was the Oval press conference. I forget between the two what was said in each one, but I think it was the afternoon one where he said, you know, the Republican convention is coming up this week and they're going to attack my record. And, you know, like rightly so, that's the place to do that. That's what they're going to do in a convention, and that's what they should do. But we've gone beyond just attacking people on the issues. We've gone into creating false narratives about people and demonizing people. It's okay to vote against somebody because you believe in different ideologies than them. It doesn't have to be a good versus evil morality choice. Sometimes people are good and they just have a different viewpoint than you. We don't have to characterize everybody as evil. And certainly, you know, the calls for calming things down were necessary because we're getting people who are saying things now that are worse than before. Anyway, 508-996-0500. I've got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. And welcome back in. We're going to be going into the newsroom now and getting all of the latest from Phil Devitt. And then on the other side, we can get your reaction at 508-996-0500. But now take it away, Phil.
The FBI investigating Saturday's assassination attempt, what they found in the gunman's home, the Secret Service on the hot seat for its response, and remembering some beloved entertainment icons.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The FBI is leading a probe into the assassination attempt on former President Trump. They identified the dead gunman as 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks of Bethel Park, Pennsylvania. Agents swarmed the shooter's home overnight and found explosive materials. The FBI says he acted alone, although the motive for the shooting remains unclear. Trump is set to deliver a different speech at the Republican National Convention this week following the attempted assassination.
Take a look at what happened.
Trump said Sunday his original speech was going to be, quote, a humdinger, but that the new one is a chance to bring the country together. The convention runs today through Thursday. President Biden delivering a primetime address from the Oval Office Sunday in which he said there's a need to, quote, lower the temperature in politics following the attempted assassination.
Yesterday's shooting at Donald Trump's rally in Pennsylvania calls on all of us to take a step back. Take stock of where we are. How we go forward from here.
The U.S. Secret Service now facing intense scrutiny following the shooting. Mark Mayfield reports.
Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are asking how a sniper was able to get on a rooftop about 400 feet from the stage and fire shots at Trump. There are also questions about the size of the rally security perimeter and what efforts agents took to sweep the shooter's building. President Biden said Trump had heightened Secret Service protection and that a full review of the event will take place. But Florida Congressman Michael Waltz says he was told Trump had the same type of coverage given to former Presidents Obama and Clinton, and that wasn't enough. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Fitness guru Richard Simmons is dead at the age of 76. The Los Angeles Police Department responded to his home on Saturday morning after a housekeeper found him unresponsive. Simmons appears to have died of natural causes, no foul play suspected. He made more than 60 workout videos that sold 20 million copies worldwide. He stepped out of the spotlight years ago, but had been more active on Facebook lately. He died the day after his birthday. Also dead, Beverly Hills 90210 actress Shannon Doherty, following a long battle with breast cancer. She was 53. And Dr. Ruth Westheimer, the pint-sized sex therapist and a Holocaust survivor, has died at 96. Their deaths follow the death of actress Shelley Duvall last week. She was 75. The majority of Americans say inflation is a very serious problem. That's according to a recent YouGov poll, which found that voters are more likely to approve of Donald Trump's handling of the issue rather than President Biden's. The survey also found that for Democrats, the most serious issues the country faces are gun violence and climate change. Republicans ranked inflation and illegal immigration as the top concerns. Bring cash, bring your credit or debit card. But Target shoppers can now leave their checkbooks at home. As of today, the big retailer will no longer accept personal checks as payment for purchases. It says few shoppers still pay by check, and eliminating the payments will speed up checkout. In addition to cash and plastic, Target shoppers can use digital wallet services like Apple Pay and Buy Now, Pay Later services. And Despicable Me 4 is the winner at this week's box office for the second straight week. The animated film made $44.7 million. Long Legs brought in $22.6 million to secure the best original horror opening this year. And Inside Out 2 continued its run with $20.7 million for a third place finish in week 5.
WBSM Sports.
Well, the Red Sox beat the Royals 5-4 at Fenway Park on Sunday. They next visit the Los Angeles Dodgers on Friday.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
It's a quiet start to the morning, but we ramp things up into the afternoon. Really, the temperature ramps up more than anything else. We'll be in the upper 80s, and it's going to feel like we're in the mid-90s with the humidity that we're getting once again today. And just like last week, we're back in a heat advisory. Not just for today, but all the way through Wednesday as the heat continues. I do want to mention we have a quick-hitting thunderstorm not totally out of the question by this afternoon or late this evening. Overnight, looking at muggy, warm conditions again in the low 70s. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
And welcome back in. 508-996-0500. And of course it is, you know, the MLB All-Star Week. So what, today we have the Home Run Derby. Well, tonight. So everybody's going to be tuning in for that, right? I haven't watched the Home Run Derby in years. Then tomorrow will be the actual All-Star Game. So if you are a baseball fan, this is the unofficial midpoint of the season. Are you happy with the Red Sox so far? I think some people have been pleasantly surprised that the Red Sox are over 500 at the unofficial midway point of the season. And they, I don't know, there's some potential there. I don't really watch baseball anymore. I lost my interest in it years ago, but I might be flipping through the channels and see a game and tune in for a bit. But of course, I think the real television intrigue this week will be with the Republican National Convention. People will be tuning in for that more so now after the assassination attempt on Donald Trump. But you heard the news reports that he had decided to do away with the original speech that he had planned and is having something more for the moment, which I think is very important. Because if you want to bring down the temperature, it's going to have to come from both sides. And while, for all intents and purposes, a convention should be the time where you can go overboard with that kind of thing if you want to, that's where the rhetoric is supposed to be, in overdrive. It's the convention. It's a big rally. It's to get everybody fired up in your party. Wisely, this is not the year to do that. So we'll certainly be keeping up to date with all of that. I know Chris is in close contact with Tom Hodgson, who's out there in Milwaukee, and there's going to be a lot of, I guess, analysis of this from a variety of different perspectives, and we will try to bring it all to you. But of course, the most important thing is that you can provide your own thoughts and analysis here at 508-996-0500. You can also send app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Before we go too far back into the discussion, though, I was talking to some of my winners of the Third Eye Blind tickets at the show on Saturday night. And, you know, they were talking to me about how, you know, we talked about the Trump thing for a few moments, but we were also talking about how, you know, they had kind of built an entire day for themselves around this concert because, you know, it was a Saturday concert. And that they woke up too late to go out to breakfast. They said, we wanted to go out to breakfast, but we woke up too late. By the time we got up, it was like 11, and we didn't want to rush out the door and try to go and, you know, get something to eat as people are trying to switch over from breakfast to lunch and be those people. And listen, I worked in a breakfast place where breakfast was served all day. So we never really got mad if somebody came in and ordered it at, you know, 11 o'clock. But I get it. And so I told them, I said, well, an easy way around that is just go to Just Another Phoenix. You can go through the drive-through window and get your breakfast without worrying about, you know, are they trying to move me along? But by the way, they only serve breakfast there and they're open till 1. So you could have gone there. They said, oh, what do you get at the drive-through? And I tried to explain to them everything that's on the menu is available through the drive-through. Cheese rolls, breakfast sandwiches, pastries, all that kind of stuff. But you can also get omelets, pancakes, French toast. So they told me that they were going to try and do it on Sunday. I doubt that they got up early again on Sunday to get breakfast, but maybe because they knew they could go a little bit later. They were still able to go over to Just Another Phoenix and get that delicious breakfast. And you can go and experience it for yourself if you want to sit in the restaurant. I certainly recommend that. But if you don't have time, especially now with people back to work, vacations are over, you can always get the full breakfast through the drive-thru window at Just Another Phoenix, located on Fons Corner Road in North Dartmouth. Make sure you follow them on Facebook, too, so you can keep up with all their creative specials that they put out. Right now, though, I've got to take my next break. We'll be back in a few moments.
Sit around and wait for the phone to ring.
And speaking of the end of the line, well, I guess it's not the end of the line because it goes in a loop, but that makes me think of the train at Edaville. And Edaville has all kinds of great stuff going on. I didn't get a chance to go over to the car show on Saturday because I was going to the concert, but I heard from some folks who went. And the thing about Edaville is there's so many different aspects to what makes that park what it is. So, yes, there's the train, the steam train, running most of the time. It's almost always the steam train now. The steam train, of course, the train, the railroad history aspect of it, the cranberry history of it. But classic cars are also a big part of the Edaville story. For years, they had different cars that would feature in the museum, and one of the cars that's in there now is actually owned by Brian Fanslau, who was the operating partner of Edaville. And so classic cars were a big part of it. But, of course, it's all about the Edaville experience. You get to ride the train. You get to ride all of the amusement rides. You get to experience things like the new indoor playhouse, which is air-conditioned, which is great for a day like Saturday. There's so many things that are happening throughout the course of the summer over there, and you can keep up with it all by following them on Facebook at the Edaville Family Theme Park page, as well as at edaville.com. You can get your season passes for 2024 and already be ahead of the game for the Festival of Lights coming up this holiday season. But there's still the Cranberry Festival to come, Day Out with Thomas, and so many other great things that are happening this summer and fall. So make sure you're following them on Facebook and make sure that you go to the website to get your season passes and tickets to all of their events at edaville.com. And, you know, get out there and have some old-fashioned family fun before the summer is up. Let's go back to the phones, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Oh, what a fantastic morning. It's absolutely gorgeous outside. I'm on my back deck taking a look around the neighborhood. It's beautiful out.
For now, until it gets a little bit muggier. Yeah,
that's okay, but for now it's great. So I think earlier today you was talking something about the AM radio station. Were you talking about that earlier, about the value and stuff of that for the neighborhood, or a lady
well,
called
yeah,
in?
Well, yeah, a caller certainly called in and talked about, you know, the value that there is in having, you know, a local talk station where you can call in and vent about things that are going on, where we can sit there and take it. Because, you know, there's other radio stations that will be talking about this all day long, but can you call in to Hannity? Can you call in to these other shows? Or is it a line of people from all over the country? Here, you have a direct line to get on the air and have your voice heard.
Well, I can tell you this, for a guy who's been listening to the radio since probably the early 70s with my grandparents, I just have to tell you that between yourself, Chris, and Barry, like, you guys are really absolutely awesome for the neighborhood, because you guys are pushing information out there, and it's very valuable. And now and then there's talk about trying to wipe out AM radio, this, that, and the other thing. I still listen to you on AM radio. I don't care. It's just like being in the 70s. But you guys, again, I mean, pat the three of yourselves on the back, because you guys do an amazing, amazing job. And it's not easy. Your job is not easy at all, sir.
Oh, thank you. The thing about the AM radio thing, that's because electric cars are trying to eliminate putting them in new cars because they say, you know, nobody listens to the AM radio anyway. What's the point of putting it in? It causes interference with some of our electronics. And both Senator Ed Markey and Senator Ted Cruz have been leading the fight to say, no, these have to stay because when there's an emergency and the internet is down, AM radio is going to be where people tune for information. And getting it in their car is going to be, you know, the place where they go.
Yes, and that's a fact. So, I mean, you know, we are a dying breed that listens to AM radio, but they need to keep it going for a little bit longer anyhow.
I think it should stay around forever.
Yeah, exactly. And like I said, I would pat the three is on the back because the three, you guys, people don't understand. I mean, you guys, sometimes you're dealing with people that are the total opposite, and it's not easy. And that goes for all three is. It's not easy for any of y'all.
Right. It's not even easy. I mean, we don't even agree with each other, the three of us. But we're able to keep it civil and have those conversations. And I hope that translates to the radio, too.
Absolutely. And again, for some of us that have been listening to you people for years, again, I want to thank you because your service really is invaluable. And to pull any plug, that's when people would understand the value of what you three gentlemen in this radio station do day in and day out. Thank you again.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Have a good day.
Yes, sir. You as well.
And we are going to take our next break here, 508-996-0500. We'll be right back.
Well, love you, darling. Come and go with me. Don't let me be beyond the sea.
And welcome back. And, of course, that's one of the big hits of the 50s, the Del Vikings, Come Go With Me. And that's going to be one of the many, many songs that you'll hear coming up during 50s night this coming Thursday. We're going to have Scott Pemberton in tomorrow. He's going to talk with us about what we can expect from 50s night. But here on the radio, I can tell you can expect that from 3 to midnight, we are going to have our WBSM 50s night playlist. And it's going to be throwing it back to the 50s. All music exclusively released between January 1st, 1950 and December 31st, 1959. And it's going to be all the hits that you expect to hear and some stuff that you probably haven't heard in forever. That you're going to say, oh, I totally forgot about that song. I even throw in a few novelty hits as well. So it's going to be happening again from 3 to midnight. So from 3 to 10, we're going to have family-friendly 50s fun. And then from 10 to midnight, it's backseat music for the moms and the dads. All the slow songs of the 50s. So check it out beginning at 3 p.m. on Thursday on WBSM.com, on the WBSM app, and of course on 99.5 FM and 1420 AM. Brought to you by Elite Auto Detailing, Market Basket, Leach Auto Body, and Empire Ford of Fall River. And
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the business behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.